It's Morning Edition. Good morning. I'm George Prentice. Here in Idaho, we know Mariana Davis as well, Muffy Davis, a member of the Idaho House of Representatives until a few years ago, currently the chair of the Blaine County Commission. Much of the rest of the world, as we do, knows Muffy Davis as one of the finest athletes in the world, a medalist in three Paralympics, Summer and Winter Games. And today, she's a governing board member of the International Paralympic Committee. And this morning, Muffy Davis joins us from Paris, where it is nearly evening there. Hi, Muffy Davis.
Well, it's so fun to be able to join you. Thanks for inviting me, George.
Well, talk to me about Paris. We've been watching so much. It looks like Paris has been an ideal host city.
It has been amazing. They have done a fabulous job here. I was fortunate. I came for the last week of the Olympic Games with the Team USA and got to see that. And then we had our transition over here and now the Paralympic Games. And I have to tell you, I don't know, Paris is just an amazing city, as we all know, but they put on a good show and they've done an amazing, terrific job here, highlighting, you know, the Paralympic Games, one of the top sporting events in the world.
What venues have you seen?
We've seen quad rugby or wheelchair rugby. Wow. The first game, Team USA against Canada. Oh my gosh, was an amazing game. Mm-hmm. And we will see where they end up. Hopefully they get into the medals stand because I'm fortunate enough I get to be giving medals out to rugby. So that will be fun. Today we went to Blind Football, which is the stadium where the beach volleyball was for the Olympics. So right under the Eiffel Tower. It is one of the most amazing sports, and I always love it. So if people get a chance to watch these athletes, you watch their ball handling skills, and they have zero sight, can't see one thing, and yet they're kicking the soccer ball, passing to each other amazingly. It was terrific. We saw Team USA win against Iran in goalball. Mm-hmm. Haven't made it yet out to sitting volleyball or basketball, but hope to get to there.
On your social media feed, there's a great photo of you with what is called a freewheel wheelchair attachment. And the attachment was there because it was for the Olympic torch. What was that like, being a torchbearer in Paris?
Well, it was great. Yes. Ironically, the freewheel wheelchair attachment is made there in Boise and is a friend. Pat Doherty is the owner. Wow. And he had a gold one made for me to bring to Paris. So wow. I got to use that. And it was fantastic. We were able to do the torch relay kind of the last day, the opening ceremonies day, in a park right here in downtown Paris, where we had those amazing horses that were in the opening ceremonies of the Olympics, right, kind of escort us through the relay. And it was fun. The people were so excited and all out there and just really embracing. I have to say, the Paris community and all the people, the stands have been full. Everyone is fully embracing these Paralympic Games like it was any other amazing sporting competition, as it is.
Yeah. And when we think, I mean, we certainly think of them as inspirational, but I have to remember that that is secondary because, you know, the Paralympics are and always will be primarily a showcase of some of the best athletes in the world, right, competing alongside their peers.
It is. That's, if there's one message I think I could get along and pass along to the viewers and to people listening, is that the Paralympic Games are just as competitive. It means parallel to the Olympic Games. Mm-hmm. So they are elite level athletes with physical or intellectual disabilities that have been training for years to get that chance to participate and compete and show off their best, just like Olympic athletes. And this is truly, you know, once every 4 years it happens. And this is their chance to showcase their athleticism and hopefully go home with a medal.
And it's something like 15% of the world's population has some form of disability.
Yep, 1.3 billion. So we have been really working at the Paralympic Governing Board level to embrace kind of, we say sports change lives. And what we mean through that is we are a model that we can utilize to show the world of what is possible for everyone. I chose to do it through sports. Other people do it. We have people with disabilities that are doctors, lawyers, professors all over the world. And so we utilize sports as the model to show that anything is possible. Whatever you want to accomplish, it can be done.
Going to Paris is one thing, but I think Los Angeles is most certainly within the reach of a lot of our listeners. So it's pretty exciting that the Games will be in LA in 4 short years.
I am so excited, George. This is going to be kind of the opportunity for the US to really highlight and showcase to our whole community how amazing and powerful the Paralympic Games are. We did have them, the Winter Games in 2002 in Salt Lake, but unfortunately, they weren't sponsored and televised and broadcast as well as they will
Right.
be in 28. I hope America can pack the stands just like we did here in Paris, and everyone gets those opportunities to see these amazing sporting competitions.
Well, having been to the 84 Olympics myself and eight other Olympics, I can tell you folks, get a friend in Southern California now. You want to be there for certain. And then Salt Lake City, right, will again host the Winter Games in 2034.
Yes, I know we are so excited. This is the next decade for the US,
Yeah.
truly, the US Olympic and Paralympic Committee to show our stuff to the world and our athletes. And hopefully, we have some young listeners there that might be listening and wondering and
Yep.
keep training and trying. And I hope to cheer them all on in 2028 and 2034.
Muffy Davis, safe journey to you. And from Paris, thanks so very much for giving us some time today.
Truly an honor, and everyone, tune in. Tune in and watch the Paralympic Games.
It's great stuff. Thank you.
Thank you.